Good evening. It is 5:45 p.m. This is October the 20th, 2015. This is a special meeting of the Kenyon TO Independent School District Board of Trustees. Sonia, would you please call roll?
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Gritzy.
Here.
Mrs. Gonzalez.
Here.
Mr. Medina.
Present.
Mrs. Quintana.
Here.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Present.
Mrs. Searles.
Here.
And Mrs. Iglesias.
Here.
Item number two, facilities. A discussion and possible action regarding contracting authority in accordance with CDA. Mr. Padilla and Ms. Campbell.
Good afternoon. Board President Searles, Board Trustees, Dr. Galaviz. This item is with regard to CH Legal. We've spoken with our legal counsel, who had expressed to us that this may not have been completed previously, in that when emergencies happen, we need to be able to act immediately to make contract with certain individuals to get repairs completed. And so this agenda item is just in line with CH Legal to designate Dr. Galaviz, our superintendent, as having the authority to contract for replacement or repair of school equipment under Education Code Chapter 44, Subchapter B, if emergency replacement or repair is necessary for the health and safety of district school of the district, students, and staff.
So, Mr. Padilla, why are you bringing this forth right now?
So the reason is because we've had an incident, an emergency issue at Conteo High School. A student, intentionally or unintentionally, we've yet to be determined, used a basketball, hit a sprinkler head, a fire suppression system, and flooded the entire gymnasium wood flooring. That water has since saturated the wood flooring and it's warped. We've also met with our insurance provider, who's also indicated that it's ruined and needs to be replaced. And it needs to be done quickly in that there's a potential for mold to grow, and that's where the emergency lies, is that the longer that the water sits, and it's not going anywhere, there's more for potential of mold.
So did the insurance company give you a check?
They have not provided me a check. The process that they have.
But they accepted the
yes,
claim.
Yes, they did accept the
claim. So you know that a check is forthcoming.
Right, yes, ma'am.
So that you can theoretically do your work.
Yes, ma'am, exactly.
And that...
will be
nothing really needs to happen. And was it a catastrophe?
I would say that it is a catastrophe if we don't take immediate action, in that mold would be present and then turn into a catastrophe.
Well, mold begins to grow in 48 hours,
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. it becomes a health issue thereafter the longer you let it wait. But if you've already had the insurance claim accepted, you should already have somebody tearing that out.
No, ma'am. So according to this, and according to what we received from our legal counsel, we have to have approval from the board to be able to have the superintendent be the designated person to make to contract for someone to have these repairs done.
Mr. Blanco, there's Julie.
Yeah, let me chime in here. I did talk to Mr. Padilla about it. There are two issues here. One is the education code allows for the school board to declare that there is some type of emergency that endangers the or threatens the health, safety, or welfare of the students. If you're going to invoke that exception, the board has to make that declaration. You have to say, okay, we've had this catastrophe. It allows you to go around the bidding requirements. That's what we're talking about. The bid for this is
$79,000.
It's something above $50,000. Normally, for anything above $50,000, you've got to declare and choose one of the procurement methods to secure the services or the contract. You don't have to go through the bidding process, letting out an RFP or an RFQ, if you declare that it's an emergency of the type that poses a threat to health, safety, or welfare. The board can make that declaration, but you can't use that provision without board action. The board has got to say, we made that finding. The second type, and I think we're talking about two different things here, the second type is a local policy defined purchase, which is what I think we're talking about revising CH local. Your CH local does not authorize and delegate to the superintendent that authority to make emergency purchases for damages to things like windows or equipment or facilities or buildings. Give you an example. It's hailing right now. Let's say we had a huge hailstorm and all the windows were broken out on the high school. You're not going to leave the windows unbroken, right? You're probably not going to be able to call a meeting. They're going to have to go about making the purchase for the repair over a weekend. So you can delegate to the superintendent administration to make those types of emergency purchases, but not the same for the health and safety and welfare issues. The education code says that board action is required on that. You have to make a declaration. So there's two things. We can go either way for this. I think the contract needs to be approved. We've talked about that. And we revised the contract. We've got it in place. It's ready to go. The company's been selected. And tonight you can approve that and allow them to move forward with it. And that's one issue. So we get that done in the second agenda item. The issue we're talking about now is, do you want to amend your local policy to give that delegation to the superintendent for certain types of emergency purchases? Is that more clear?
It is, except that it's not a local, but legal.
No, it's local.
Legal.
No, legal says that the board may do this, but they have to adopt a local policy to give him the authority. Yeah, the legal policy defines the action that's allowed. The local policy is the adoption by the local board to say, okay, legal says we can do this. We've decided to do that. We've not done it. I went through the local policy, and that delegation's not been made to the superintendent yet. You can do it, and I think it's probably a good idea to do it with respect to certain types of purchases for immediate damage, equipment, and repair, but whether or not something constitutes an emergency or a threat to health or safety or welfare, you actually have to have a meeting to do that. So there's two different issues.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
A couple questions. When did this event happen?
Last Thursday.
I think it was October 12th, but let me.
And
it was very recent.
It was
and as far as the bid that's on the table now, which is $79,000+, does that also include a mold remediation, or is this just replacement of the floor? Because you do mention that there's mold issues. It's obviously been more than 48 hours. Shouldn't we be also looking at mold remediation as a separate company?
I believe you've obtained that information.
So we have obtained the mold to remediation that's necessary. It's an amount of $1,000 from a company. We're going to be issuing an appeal for that. No approval necessary.
So there is mold. Okay, that was my question.
So there's already mold there.
So you've got the ability to have that taken care of, to have it remediated.
Without having to have a board approval.
Exactly.
Yes, ma'am. And we are already moving forward. So the way the process will work is that, and we can talk about this in the next item, but they'll demo the wood. They'll extract all the water that's there, and then they'll spray the antimicrobial spray, and then they'll let that dry, and then they'll start installing the new subflooring, basically, your wood flooring, striking, ceiling.
It is the
12th.
And I think this is a cooperative, too, right?
Yes, it is.
I think that's also important to understand is this wasn't something that the administration just went out and said, we want you guys. They selected the vendor who's already been screened and approved through a cooperative purchasing. Method.
Right, and this vendor is based out of Las Cruces, and the cooperative is TexFi.
What date was that again?
When did it happen?
I believe it was the 12th of October.
So that's a Monday?
Yes.
And a quote was obtained on October the 13th from the vendor that is currently in cooperative.
Right now we're looking at action regarding contract authority in accordance with CHD.
Yes.
So we're talking policy. We're not talking about action.
We're kind of talking for the future. This first agenda item is talking about the future to designate the superintendent as that having the power to move in emergency situations so that in the future we don't end up having to wait so long
seven days
before things are approved.
And I think that's a really good idea. Kind of house cleaning because it's going to happen.
Yes.
You're going to have something break from time to time and they're going to have to ask. And then
it takes 7 days.
The board will still see it. Because eventually a purchase order, some type of contract for requisition has to be prepared and approved. And it might come to you after the fact, but you'll see it. It's not like the administration can go out and just buy stuff without the board knowing about it. You're going to learn about it. But you learn about it because you give the authority to secure it.
So, Mr. Blanco, we've never had an issue with this before. It's never been a problem put it that way. And everything has worked very well. the emergency or perceived emergency with the gym floor right now is taken care of with or without anything, because the first step is under our policy. I know under our insurance policy, you've got to secure your property and you've got to make sure your property isn't going to get worse, which was done with the remediation. And they can move forward with the small things and then bring the big thing to the board for approval, as we're doing right now. So,
well, but it would take too long for, and I'm not an expert on mold or anything like that.
You know, but I mean, for $1,000, they've got a guy coming over.
Yeah, I don't know. What I'm saying is that if you don't, in a situation like this, if you don't authorize the purchase to be outside of the required bid, then they're going to have to bid it out.
Which takes longer.
Which takes longer.
Which takes longer, because here
that gym area is going to stay in disrepair for however long it takes you guys to do a procurement process. So there's not an issue. I don't have a legal objection to wanting to go and use this health and safety and welfare issue to the students. The board has to say, we agree there's a health and safety and welfare for the students, so we're going to not bid it out, we're going to buy it early without going through the bid process. You can do that. And you approve that purchase, and we'll approve it, I believe, in the next item. What we're talking about in item 2A is to revise our local policy,
create one,
grant to the superintendent to say, if there are these things that happen, he knows he can go out and act, so we're not having a meeting like this to deal with it. He'll come to you after the fact. It's okay, we have this emergency, we've done this. You're still going to review it and see it.
So why didn't this go to Ms. Gonzalez's policy committee?
Because it came up with this issue, and we thought,
because
we're dealing with it, let's go ahead and tell the board about it now.
Would be action. What we'd be doing is creating local policy.
Or adding to the,
and so it would have to go through that committee process. So right now, this is more direct in administration to create that policy so we can revisit it at that committee.
Yeah, this won't, tonight, doing this is not going to revise your policy. It still has to go through the reading process.
Right.
It's just them telling you, we'd like to have this, let's go ahead and add it, because we don't have it.
Then I'd like to postpone this until it goes through the committee and through the chain of committee meetings and readings, because I don't see the purpose for it on tonight's agenda. We've got the emergency replacement of the floor, but I think the policy needs to follow the standard procedure that it go through the committee. We talk about it, we read what we have, we see what other people have, we see what TASB recommends, you know, the regular stuff that we always do with policy.
So wouldn't we direct administration to start those discussions ahead of the committee meeting?
Well, I just see as postponing it until Ms. Gonzalez's committee meeting, and they can put it on her committee, we can talk about it, they can bring us something that, you know, wording they'd like to see, a rationale for the wording. So that's my motion, that I move we postpone this until it goes through Ms. Gonzalez's committee meeting.
Can I ask for just a clarification? Are you okay, though, with them bringing language forward at that time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they can. Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll work on putting something together, follow the actual guidelines, the procedures.
Okay. Motion made and seconded for this policy to go through the policy committee. Mr. Chairman, you okay with that?
Okay.
Since there's no action, does the vote still need to be taken, Mr. Blackwell?
Well, yeah, they made a motion to send it to the policy committee, so that's fine.
So we can
vote
on it? Yeah. Is there a second?
Yes. Thank you, Adrian.
Second.
Thank you. Ms. Gritzy?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Earle?
Yes.
And Ms. Iglesias?
Yes.
Motion passes. Item B, discussion and possible action regarding emergency replacement of floor in accordance with CH legal. Mr. Badia and Ms. Hanna.
If I may, I'd like to make a recommendation that I switch out some paperwork on the floor. We inadvertently put Northwest Early College High School kitchen equipment, and it should be Canopio High School for the executive summary. The item is for Canopio High School. Okay. Since it's already been posted, sir, I need to formally switch it out.
Madam Chair, I have a question.
Is that what you mean,
Mary? Yeah.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I have a question.
For the record. Yes.
This account number, what account number is it coming out of? The 692?
I understand this account number is coming from bond, the same account that was used, it was mentioned previously, the refund for insurance, the refund for the interest earned on the bond accounts. That's where these monies are coming from to fund this project. So it's bond funded and will be refunded after the work is completed. We have an obligation of $10,000 as a deductible that we need to pay the insurance company. That those monies will come out of bond funding.
The $10,000 out of bond fund? Why not local?
We don't have the local funds available to take it out of local. The bond funds are able to be utilized for issues such as this, which are construction or
remediation
and repair of work. So we felt it fitting to use those funds for this work.
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable using any monies from bond for repair. This should come out of operating, and this should really come out of the superintendent's fund, local fund, general fund. I mean, there's plenty of funds in there, for football playoffs last year. I don't see why we can't just shift that $10,000 out or as a temporary. We're going to get this money back. We're going to have to pay our deductible, but we're continuously going back to this refunding of the bond, these savings and this realization, and it just doesn't feel right. It does not feel right. I know what that's the only money's available, but I don't feel comfortable. Feel that's the only place that there's money available.
That's what I've been told. That's the only money there is available in the district, so I'm going based on the information provided to me.
We have Ms. Zuniga here.
Yeah, I have another question.
Yes.
You know, we keep getting money out of for PESEX, which there's an issue there, but we can't get $10,000 for this. I'll disagree with this too.
Well,
out of bond.
Yes, and definitely we would have to switch out from different functions, so that would also have to come to the board, the budget amendment. But within the facilities budget that are function 51, which is for utilities and so forth, that we're also expecting a possible increase in rates, so we don't know what that's going to do to the budget as well. So we're definitely looking and monitoring on that as well, but definitely if the money is going to go back to the fund, we're able to run it through one of those accounts, and then once it's reimbursed, then we're able to get reimbursement for the $10,000. Definitely we can check to see where we're able to process that without having to go through an amendment, which would be included in the board agenda.
So I have a question which is not on this subject. Are these stout hardwood floor people that people originally put the floor in?
No, ma'am, they're not. They are the contractor that recently completed the outlet at the middle school and coming to a high school gym flooring. Not that I've come across any reputable local vendors. Most of the vendors are from out of town. So this is one company from out of town as an example. But we selected them based on their good performance. They performed last, and the price that they provided, which we felt was fair after we answered.
Okay, so what did they do for us? And we worked with them.
Yes, ma'am. New gyms. They did both wood floors in those gyms, okay. And they did a good job. And their price
yes,
is
they
appropriate.
Did do
a
good. So, Ms. Zuniga, what can you do to accommodate the issues the board sees here with taking $10,000, which will not be refunded to us? Am I correct? That's our deductible for...
The $10,000 won't.
Yes, so that is our portion of this. Where can we get that other than the bond?
We'll look at utilities accounts to see if we're able to recover some of that. I know there could be some possible savings there because we do charge utilities back to the food service since it's self-funded. We're able to charge a little bit more because of our indirect cost rate. So possibly out of there, there might be $10,000 that we could save.
Mr. Medina, how do you?
I just don't feel comfortable recommending any bond.
But how do you feel about getting out the utilities?
Well, anytime we withdraw from that account, it looks bad. We're using bond funds no matter if they get refunded or not. It just doesn't sit right. And if I don't feel right about it, I don't know how the community may feel right about the funds not only being used here, but in other places. This isn't the first time you come to us with this. But this is definitely one of the ones that make you go, where's all the extra PEZ that we put? Where's all these budget amendments that were happening last year? All of a sudden, well, no, now we have this extra money from bonds. I just don't feel comfortable at all using any of the bond funds. But as a stopgap, I guess we have to.
Would you want to use the utility money?
It's not even certain.
Because they might go.
Well, may I?
I'm sorry.
They will eventually. Originally, you were recommending a budget amendment, correct, Ms. Vignola? Instead of delaying this approval and going through a budget amendment, you would pull out of the utilities.
Yes, we could pull it out.
The utilities and wait and see, because you're going to do a budget amendment anyway.
Right.
So
That one, it doesn't need to go to the board since it's the same.
Correct. It's the same function.
Like I said, we are waiting to see what with the additional buildings, what with the new campus,
right.
What with the increase in rates, what is it going to do to our utilities and how it's going to run. And I just wanted to remind you that last year we allotted from energy savings basically an additional $125,000 or so to the facilities budget for. Because they did have some emergency items that needed to be repaired. I believe it was close to that amount, or if not that amount. And it was from the utilities, which were generated through the energy savings. But like I said, this year we don't know what it's going to do. So there's some offsetting items as far as the new additions in different facilities, gyms and things like that, the Reyes building, the increasing rates. But then we're probably going to be able to offset that with additional utilities that we're able to charge back to the food service.
Dr. Gillibees, do you have a recommendation?
But if we need $10,000, we definitely could spare $10,000.
If I can mention, we're looking for $79,000. We need $79,000, and then
we're looking for the deductible.
We'll get reimbursed.
No, we're looking for $10,000 for the deductible.
Mm-hmm. No, but you
we need $79,000 in the bank.
We have to pay the money up front and then
reimbursed.
Wait, it's 79,000.
This is an exact proposal. We need another $1,000 for the microbial, and if there's mold, there's present.
So you're looking at least 100.
So. Dr. Gillibees,
I was going to add, as far as the bond money, there has been the interest generated through bond money that has not been budgeted for. So there has been close to $200,000. I know that we had in the last 4 years, there's about $150,000 that has not been budgeted for. And then there's about $40,000 from the 2006 bond from more recent years. The older years were budgeted for. So that's where those $200,000 are coming from. And I understand your concerns about the repair maintenance, because I brought up that concern as well. But I believe the bond indenture allows that flexibility, is from what I have.
So,
and I believe it went through CBAC as well for approval.
Not this particular one. Okay, with that said, I would like to recommend the approval of Stout Hardwood Flooring Company to complete the demolishing and replacement of the hardwood flooring within the accelerated gym at Donahue High School, utilizing TexMy Region 16 co-op contract in the amount of $79,970 using general operating funds.
Second.
And can we have, in addition to that, Ms. Gonzalez,
yes, sir.
The reason this is being done in this fashion is because there is a threat to health, safety, or welfare of students.
Now I amend my motion to whatever you said.
Amend my second.
So motion made and seconded to approve $79,970 from the general fund to complete the demolition and replacement of the hardwood flooring at the auxiliary gym at the Kenny T.O. High School. And it will be replenished by the insurance check, which should probably come about the same time the money's due. Now, I guess the only question I have before we do this, Mr. Blanco, I think we're going to need $89,000 because of the $10,000.
No, that's part of
the deductible.
What's on the agenda?
It's a total of $79,970, and that's just part of the cost. And so, as you know, at times construction isn't perfect. We're hoping the contractor can do it for that, but there may be a change order. But right now, there are no change orders accounted for here. So, if you wanted to do $85,000, that would give a little bit, not to exceed $85,000. That would give us a little buffer.
Yeah,
okay. Here's my problem with all of it. Mr. Rodriguez just brought this up. That really, all we need is $10,000. We need the $10,000 deductible. The insurance company, by the time all this gets rolling, these stout hardwood floor people aren't going to want their money up front. They're going to do their work, and in 2 months, they're going to want a check, and in 2 more months, an integrated the schedules, they'll want checks from us. They're not going to want that whole lump sum of money at one time. But the insurance company shouldn't even want $10,000 in reality. They just remove that from the check that they're going to give us. That we really should not have to pay them $10,000.
Yes,
they're just going to reduce the amount of the check that they will give to us. So, after all said and done, I think the $79,000 ought to cover you because we've got the insurance policy.
I wouldn't want to spend, I think we have to actually make a payment to them so that there's a change of hands. They're not going to deduct it. I feel like we need to make a payment of $10,000.
I don't think you do.
That may not be necessary. I haven't gotten the specifics of that.
But I mean, whenever you deal with insurance companies, they just deduct that from the check you're going to get us. Okay.
I'll make $79,000.
You want to go to $85,000?
I think not to exceed $85,000 would just to give him.
This is there's no
just to, so that he doesn't have to come.
What do you want to say?
No, I'm sorry. I was understanding that you were indicating that we would only need $10,000.
Yeah, that's all I know.
No, but I believe we're going to issue a purchase order for this work.
Yes. For the amount
and
of.
And then either we pay for it up front or the insurance covers it, but my understanding is that then we pay the vendor and then we get reimbursed from the insurance.
I don't know whether the contractor would proceed without a purchase order in the amount of
$79,970. Well, that's kind of like a promise.
The insurance company comes by, you look at it, they want you to go out, get some estimates. They are going to cut you a check in no time if they're a decent insurance company. I'll be minus your $10,000 deductible. And you're going to have money in your hand to go forward. And so my guess is if they're a decent insurance company, that should be happening within the next week.
So we did contact them. It happened on the 12th. They were out there on the 13th, made a claim on the 13th, and visited the project there on the 13th, and indicated it would be a complete replacement, and they have not yet issued a check to CICD. So I have talked with them. They said we're working on it, but I don't know. They haven't
given
me any.
But by policy, they have X amount of days. I don't know if anybody's looked at our policy. You have X amount of days to pay the check, and that doesn't change. It's policy. So do you know, Ms. Campbell, how many days?
It's actually 30 days, ma'am, that they have to respond. Okay. And so we'll follow up and find out what's going on.
So I think the $79,000 is ample, personally.
Just
I
mean, to
respond. That's round number 8,000. No, that's correct.
And just for clarification, yes, we would have to issue a PO to the vendor in order for him to start.
Okay.
You will need a PO in his hand in order to step around.
So, Ms. Gonzalez, do you want to amend it to 80?
No.
Okay. With that said, there's a motion on the floor to approve $79,970 for the replacement of the hardwood floors out of the general fund. And there's a second, the same.
Second.
Sonia?
Ms. Fritzi?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
And Mrs. Iglesias?
Yes.
The motion passes.
Thank you.
Brief adjournment in 6:42.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can tell where to direct. I'm tired of the point of
that's
exactly it. There's still about $2 to $3 million around where the unfinished bond projects that are going to be right.
Hey, Mark is one of them, right?
Yeah.
it's not our plain money to do. It's not like our, what do you call it, petty cash.
They shouldn't have had that meeting.
No.
He already signed it. Mr. Rose can sign it. And you feel like we
What did I write?
You see what I'm saying?
Thank you,
Tom. Thank you very much. Yes. And then
Hi, Ms. Gonzalez. How are you? You know what?
I'm starting to see going.
I'm sorry. So I had mentioned that we were going to update the
department.
This department, but this is, and I didn't realize that we were going to update it for this.
Remember
as well.
Remember, we had an issue with the department policy last week and you asked it. At the policy meeting, and then you stated, are we good to go? Or are we not?
We had heard.
Where did Blanco
Department. Yes. Policy and remember that you guys asked for more time?
Yeah, no, but we always said it was ready, but I think there was a misunderstanding.
No, but you know what? We're updating it for this information anyway.
Okay, so what do we do?
We're going to have to update for this item as well. The emergency information.
Yes.
So we'll bring all the procedures, everything laid out. Yes, ma'am. We'll bring it again.
Okay. Thank you.
Ahora sí ya te puedes ir porque estás en la. Oh my goodness.
Is Dominic?
No, he's right there.
Dominic, I can't see. Very rare for Steve to cover somebody.
Professional land surveying, FXS. They're doing FXSA is.